It's my pleasure now to invite Chairman of our Board, John Wilson, up to the stage to say a few words. Thank you.
It's good to be here keeping it real. I was in Washington, D.C. 3 days ago, and that's not nowhere near as real as this is. Minister Pulford, it's great to see you again, and thank you very much for your kind words earlier on. Deputy High Commissioner, thank you very much for joining us. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, and as was touched on earlier, it's great to see, from my perspective indeed, some of our farmers here with us today. Look, it is very, very exciting. You've heard all the words said already today, but it's very exciting to be here, certainly from our perspective, from the Fonterra Board's perspective on behalf of our farmers in New Zealand, to be supporting this community and supporting our farmers here across Victoria. This site is so critical for our strategy. Rob and Renee have touched on it. We are a global business. We sell products to about 140 countries around the world, the various very highest quality ingredients that we can possibly produce. And the Cheese Way Nutritionals strategy based here very much now from right here in Australia is critical to the growth in driving the demand that is required from an increasingly demanding consumer base globally. I remember vividly when our chief executive rang me and told me of the fire that was at that stage occurring here in Stanhope. Now your heart just hits the floor. You first of all ask to ensure all of our people are safe. You ask what contingencies are in place to deal with the milk that has to come off farms and be processed. And you really start thinking about the community and the impact that it's had on the community. I also remember well standing on the edge of what was a pond out here in those days, and we were being told enthusiastically that that's where we're going to put this cheese plant. Going, really? And we were assured that the geotech worked and we would be able to build a plant on that particular site. And look, Rob and I have just been for a walk around the plant, and it is just fantastic. It's the first time I've been here since that day to see, which many of you will see today, such a fantastic building here with the capability and capacity within it. As a local community, all I offer here in New Zealand is the support that you've provided to our people here. And I'd like to thank every single one of you for that support that you've provided. It has been a very challenging time in dairy globally, and particularly here, of course, in Australia. And so to see that support that's been shown, I've looked at the mural on the wall up there, it is just fantastic stories everywhere and the commitment that is shown. So thank you very much. And you should be very proud of the part you paid or played to build this plant. Global dairy demand is very strong. It's driven by the demand for high quality nutrition, particularly into developing markets, but also the consumer demand for increasingly innovative solutions as consumers globally search for solutions to high quality nutrition. And dairy is unique in its ability to be able to supply that demand. But dairy is a very volatile world, and prices move very, very quickly. But supply and demand is relatively balanced, and it doesn't take much to create significant uncertainty in dairy climate. And the Minister touched on last time we were together, we're at the other end of the cycle that we are now in. Recently, I've been with farmers in Europe, the US, South America, at home in New Zealand, and here in Australia. And every single one of those farmers have had to deal with extreme volatility and have had to adapt their businesses to do so. And the challenge for us and the challenge that we take on very strongly is to continue to build innovative plants like we've got behind us, putting more and more product into food service, consumer and sophisticated ingredients to ensure that we can deliver the best prices to our farmers. But ultimately, I need to say, prices will be volatile. And as has been touched on, I hope that you see in this rebuild the commitment that Fonterra has for this very, very important farmer base and community not only here in Stanhope, but across Victoria and further across Australia. Just in closing, there's been thanks appropriately to many people in this room that have participated to ensure this has been the success that it has been. But there is one person I want to pull out who I think has been exemplary in his leadership that he has shown in this community and across the dairy industry in Australia, and that's my friend down here, Tony Marwood. It's never often very easy days when you're a farming leader, particularly when you've been through the challenges that have been much talked about. And as I've said, volatility is here to stay. And Tony's leadership, and I can assure every single farmer that's in this room, he is very forthright in their leadership, and the chairman-to-chairman discussions are very clear. And while we don't always agree on outcomes, both of us listen very carefully to what is being said. And Tony, I'd like to thank you very much for that leadership that you've shown, and also to your wider board. Please pass on our thanks from Fonterra for that leadership that has been shown. And I certainly look forward to working very closely with Renee and with Tony as we look to refashion, redesign, reshape the relationship that we have with what was BSC Supply Cooperative, and look to how we can grow that alongside the growth in our business here within Australia. So, well done to you all. Renee, to you and your team, absolutely superb. From a board's perspective, everybody that's been involved in deserves a very hearty pat on the back, so please give yourself one. To Robert, you and your manufacturing, your build team, sort of Dave Packer here and others, thank you very much for everything that was done. And just to all of you, thank you very much for making this happen. Thank you very much.